This is America in Space, a weekly news and information program on current events dealing with the space industry.
Welcome, and thanks for joining me today. I'm Don Meyer, Space Coast News Editor. Bill Nelson, former Florida U.S. Senator, was officially and unanimously confirmed by the Senate to be the new and 14th NASA Administrator. Vice President Kamala Harris, who was recently confirmed as the chair of the National Space Council, swore Nelson in. Nelson made the following statement at the ceremony.
I want to say that it's a new day in space. We wanted not only my family to be here, but representing the former administrator, Charlie Bolden, General Bolden, 8 years under Obama. The former administrator, Jim Bridenstine, 4 years under Trump, to show the continuity and the bipartisanship with which you run the nation's space program, particularly NASA. And then I want you all also to meet my deputy, yet to be confirmed, but surely to be confirmed, Pam Melroy, an astronaut commander, one of only two women, former test pilot for the Air Force, former DARPA, and this is going to be the team that will be leading NASA.
Nelson has long been a strong advocate for NASA's programs. He chaired the Space Subcommittee in the U.S. House of Representatives for 6 years and later served as the ranking member of the Senate Commerce, Science, and Transportation Committee, where he was recognized as the leading space program advocate in Congress. In 2010, Nelson helped pass the landmark NASA legislation that mapped out a new future for NASA and set the agency on its present dual course for both government and commercial missions. In 2017, he co-authored the NASA Transition Authorization Act, which expanded NASA's commercial activities in space. After leaving the Senate, Nelson served on the NASA Advisory Council under former NASA Administrator Jim Bridenstine. Nelson has also flown in space as well, having been a member of the crew of the 24th flight of the space shuttle in 1986 aboard the shuttle Columbia. The mission orbited the Earth 98 times over 6 days, during which Nelson conducted 12 medical experiments. There is one unusual space veteran who was in attendance at the swearing-in ceremony. Nelson took the oath next to a notable inanimate object. A moon rock returned to Earth by Apollo 16 astronaut John Young was present on a table next to Nelson, preserved in a translucent pyramid. In taking on the role of administrator, Nelson promised to help lead NASA into an exciting future of possibilities. He added that NASA's workforce radiates optimism, ingenuity, and a can-do spirit. The NASA team continues to achieve the seemingly impossible as we venture into the cosmos. From Florida's Space Coast, this is Dawn Meyer for About Space Today.
Thanks for listening. Be sure to share our program with your family and friends and follow us on Facebook. Join us each week for news and information on America in Space.